Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. May I share with you just one verse out of Psalm 69? Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink into the miry depths. As I was reading this verse for a devotion, it reminded me of the movie titled The Perfect Storm. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know how anyone titles a movie about a storm as being perfect. Now, I understand why they did so, but I've been in a storm in the middle of a large lake, and getting to the shore seemed almost impossible. Water was rushing up over the front windshield, and waves were knocking on both sides. The boat was not level or flat, and I'm going to tell you, I was scared. But we did. We made it to the shore by the grace of God. Now, imagine, if you can, for just a moment, being a sailor as a part of a fishing crew at the time the biblical Psalms were written. The waters are important for your livelihood, but they can also threaten you. The waters of a river, a lake, or sea can turn dangerous and chaotic in a moment's notice. Storms and waves can be scary, and heavy rains can bring dangerous, destructive flooding. Most of us have seen, in person or on TV at least, a few of these storms in our lifetimes. Psalm 69 uses the imagery to describe troubles and hardships that threaten to turn God's beauty and order in life into chaos. Who hasn't had some kind of chaos in their life at some time? Perhaps because of our own sin and or the sins of others, it can often disrupt our lives so much that we can feel as if we're drowning, that there's little or no hope. How do we deal with it? Lord, help us. Some of us know firsthand the experience of dealing with the flooding or the storms at sea. And all of us have been and or seen destruction that threatens our own lives or in the world. It's threatened to break relationships. And it's because often of addictions or violence or divisions and disease. There's so many things. When we are threatened by such chaos, we can turn to God for help. I just want to reassure you, He's here. He hears us. He sees us. I have prayed for my family and others, asking the Lord to deal with or heal a specific situation. Haven't you? The writer of Psalm 69 says, "In your great love, O God, answer me with your sure salvation." God's salvation is sure indeed, even when we feel afraid. The threatening waters of life, the threatening waters of sin and brokenness will not overwhelm us in the end because God promises to keep us safe. The issue most of us find in our lives is not doubting the Lord, it's doubting ourselves. However, let me assure you that when we seek the Lord, He will hear us and He does what needs to be done in every situation we find ourselves. It may not always be what we wanted or as fast as we want it, yet He does do what is needed always in His time. So trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and He will. Let me say it again. He will make our path straight. That, brothers and sisters in Christ, is His promise for His children. Prayers for today. Faye Hatari is being moved to Avamere and Tigard again for more rehab. Let's just keep her in our prayers and the family in our prayers. Skylar Miller, cancer, battling it, starting his treatments, and it's not an easy journey. My sister Drew with her heart issue. Chuck Wilson, who's had cancer and just needs our prayers. Corey Kenny, who's battling cancer, and boy, does she need our prayers. Bob Muller's brother, Randy, who's been diagnosed with a skin cancer. Let's pray for Jan and Truce. Jan is on hospice, a difficult situation in their lives right now. Don and Alice, George Myers, brother and sister-in-law, need our prayers. Bonnie's dad, I think his name is Jim, is starting chemo. We're praising the Lord that the cancer hasn't spread any further, but we just need to lift him up as he starts his treatment. Our nation, our churches, our families, and if there's anything you need, lift your voice to the Lord and know that He hears us and answers our prayers. God bless you and have a great day.